Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and this is episode 276 of Ask Pat. I appreciate you joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have an awesome question today from Singleton, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's awesome sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com, the super easy-to-use cloud accounting solution to help you with all of your small business finances. Over 5 million small businesses are using FreshBooks, and you should do, because it's going to totally help you save time, save you from feeling that stress when it comes to your finances. And of course, we all know tax season is coming up. This is going to help you like none other. So many people have already told me that this is one of the best resources I've ever shared, and I'm just very happy to have FreshBooks on as a sponsor and helping to pay for things like my assistant to put this together and all that other cool stuff, server and hosting. So thank you for letting me share FreshBooks, and I know it can help you. So go ahead and go to getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section, and that'll give you a 30-day trial. You can check it out. 30 days. Go to getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Sweet. Now let's get to today's question from Singleton.
Hi, Pat. This is Singleton from Baltimore, Maryland. Thank you so much for doing what you do and providing so much great value every single day. My question is, I have a blog that I use to attract attention to my MLM businesses to get customers and possible prospects to join my business. I use graphics a lot, but I am not a graphic design artist. I no longer really want to pay for other graphic design artists to build my graphics because I don't think they understand my vision. My question is, what resources, software, websites can I use to build great graphics and attract more business and more looks at my blog? Thank you so much.
Hey, Singleton, thank you so much for the question today. You know, I really appreciate this because I was very fortunate to have come from an architecture background myself, where I was, you know, 5-6 days a week sometimes spending most of my time on Photoshop to do some stuff related to architecture. But I got very used to the software. And then when I got laid off in 08 and started my own business, graphics were never a huge issue for me. I could always figure things out in Photoshop. Now, I will say that Photoshop is a fantastic resource, but it has a lot more tools than is necessary to run your business and to provide graphics and banners and everything you need to attract attention and do all the things that you want to do with graphics. So you definitely don't need Photoshop, although if you want to take a stab at it, you can maybe take a course on lynda.com or get a tutorial going on YouTube or even pay for some tutorials yourself. But like I said, I mean, I don't even use more than 10% of what Photoshop is used for my business. So what I would recommend are these three different pieces of software. And what's really cool is they are very, very economical, and they're not going to cost you a ton of money. There's obviously some stock photos that you might have to pay for if you wanted to overlay graphics on top of those, and those things will cost money, of course. And those, I have a couple of resources for stock photography where I, you know, if you go to smartpassiveincome.com and you look at my podcast, every podcast has a different image, and those come from these resources. And that does a great job of helping differentiate each episode from each other, but also drawing attention on social media and also on the webpage for what I want to draw attention to. So those resources for stock photos, I use istockphoto.com. And I also use depositphotos.com. Those are both, I think, the top two that I use. Now, excuse me, you can also use flickr.com. However, there's a lot of rules, and you have to look up Creative Commons and understand what the rules are for manipulation and use and making sure people are credited for their works on your site and things like that. So make sure to brush up on that. And we have some resources on smartpassiveincome.com on when to use those certain images and when to not use them or when not to manipulate them. Actually, I created a direct link to that article for you just now. If you go to askpat.com/images2, again, that's askpat.com/images2, that'll take you to my post called The Ultimate Guide to Finding and Using Images on Your Blog. So that'll be really helpful. But in terms of editing and creating your own images and things like that, I mean, there's a lot of different things you could do. You could use your own camera. You know, if you have an iPhone or an Android phone, that's really helpful. And then you can do some things like overlay text on them. Or you can use iStock Photo or Deposit Photos and overlay text on those. It kind of depends on what kind of photos you want to use. But I'm going to give you three resources for photo manipulation, for image creation and graphic design that are going to help you, especially when it comes to posting images on your blog posts and on social media. So the first one, and this is the one that most people are using these days, is called Canva. And you can go to canva.com. That's canva.com. And I've used that several times for those quote cards that you might see on my social media streams, sometimes on Instagram, but mostly on Twitter. And those have been really helpful. And Canva is just such a great intuitive tool. And it would be my top recommended choice. And again, it's fairly cheap. I mean, we're talking a dollar or two per image, if that, sometimes free. Then we have PicMonkey.com. This is similar to Canva, but it might fit your style better. PicMonkey.com. So PicMonkey.com. And the other one, Singleton, is GetPaint.net. Now, I will say Paint, which you can find at GetPaint.net, is the most like Photoshop. So if you have any experience with Photoshop, that might be a great one. And it's free, which is really cool. But the other two, you're going to have to pay a little bit, but it's just much more intuitive, and it's only, you know, it only has the tools that you really need to do what it is you need to do for your websites and social media. So hopefully that helps out. Let me list those resources for all of you one more time. So we have istockphoto.com and depositphotos.com. We also have askpat.com/images2 to link you to my ultimate guide to finding and using images on your site. And then we have canva.com, which is my top recommended one. That's canva.com. Then we have picmonkey.com, and finally getpaint.net. So Singleton, I hope that answers your question and gives you some tools or at least starting points to help you with your graphics and stuff. And I can't wait to see what you come up with. An Ask Pat t-shirt is going to be headed your way for having your question featured here on the show. So Singleton, look out for an email from my assistant within the next couple weeks to collect your information. We can send it off to you. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, all you have to do is go to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. And again, I want to thank the guys over at speakpipe.com for providing that widget to make it really easy for me to collect all your guys' voicemails and post them here on the podcast so we can follow up and provide value to as many people as we can. Thank you so much. I mean, the show wouldn't happen without you guys. Like it literally would not happen because there would be no answer. There'd be no questions to answer. So anyway, thanks so much. And I also want to thank FreshBooks.com, which is not only a cool web app to help you keep track of your finances, but they also have an award-winning mobile app to go along with it so you can check on the go. And what's really cool is if you do any invoicing for your business, they have that built in as well, and it makes it super professional looking and easy to bill your clients or your students or, you know, those companies that you're a consultant for and get paid. So you can do more of what you need to do to grow and build your business. So check it out. Go to getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. All right. Thank you for checking out Ask Pat again. And to finish off, I want to end with a quote from Patrick Stewart as Jean-Luc Picard in Star Trek. And I love this quote because it's absolutely true. He says, Things are only impossible until they're not. It reminds me of the whole 4 minute mile thing. Nobody thought anybody could break 4 minutes a mile. And then once somebody ran 4 minutes or under 4 minutes, everybody started doing it. Well, not everybody, but more people did it because they knew it wasn't impossible anymore. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.